Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
So, as I mentioned earlier, so many people in this building have contributed to the success of the Great Commission Dental Conference that I thought you all deserved to hear a little bit more about it. And so that's what we'll consider today. And first, I want to say that I have never had a PowerPoint where I had less input into it than this one, because I was out of town. I didn't get back from California till last night at midnight. Emily created the whole thing, the videos, the slides. She even put some notes for me on what to say. So, thank you. I'm like the ventriloquist dummy up here, okay? But I'm glad to share with you what has been a glorious event for 2 years in a row, the Great Commission Dental Conference, a little bit of information about it. So CMDA puts this event on in conjunction with an organization called the Christian Dental Society. CMDA and CDS were very much sister organizations, slightly different purpose, but a lot of people, including me, belong to both and love fellowshipping with people in both groups. So this Great Commission Dental Conference, I might have mentioned this before, I don't know, but the origin of it was a couple years back, some of us dentists got together and we went to the leadership of the Global Missions Health Conference, mentioning what they already knew, which is that the dental participation in GMHC had been decreasing year by year to the point where there weren't a whole lot of dentists there. And we said to them, if you will give us a dental track of breakout courses, then we will find speakers, we will promote it through CMDA and CDS, and we'll try to rebuild the dental component of GMHC. And they declined because they were afraid that even if we created a track, it still wouldn't attract very many dentists. So I was a little bit offended and perturbed. But once we got out away from our disturbance there, one of us had an idea, that is, let's start our own conference. And all of a sudden, it was like the sun came out, the clouds vanished. And there's a big reason for that. That's because when a dental person goes to a missions conference, the obvious question on their mind is, how much of this is going to be dental? And in some cases, it's very little. Maybe there'll be a couple courses, maybe there'll be several, but you just don't know what piece of the pie the dental component will have. Well, for 2 years in a row, the Great Commission Dental Conference has been 100% dental. And people who go to it know they're going to have lots of courses. This year, we increased the number of courses to a total of 35, three plenary sessions, 32 breakouts. And it's a great opportunity for anybody in dentistry, dentist assistants, hygienists, whoever it might be. And the aim of the conference is not just international mission trips. When you hear missions, you think about international missions. But the assumption, the right assumption, I think, of the conference is that wherever a dentist is in their profession, and whatever their role might be, they have an opportunity to promote the gospel through the skills that God has given them. And so for this reason, we had a wide array of talks, not just about short-term trips. We had some long-term missionaries as well, but we had people in private practice, people who worked with clinics, and all of them were there speaking about how the gospel affects and is communicated through what they do. So it was a glorious couple of days. And in a few minutes, I'm going to ask Levi and Emily to fill in anything I forget, plus whatever takes they have. So you all take notes about things I'm leaving out, okay? I'm sure there'll be some. So this year, we had about 210 attendees, give or take. That was similar to last year's numbers. But one big difference is, last year we had about 35 students. This year we had 55 dental students. And it was just such a thrill to have students looking to chart their course, looking to discern God's will for them with respect to missions, and all of these experienced dentists and hygienists looking to pour into their lives about that. And it was a tremendous dynamic between the two. So I'll just ask what might seem like an obvious question, but why is it that we do dental mission trips? There are lots of reasons, but Emily's created a couple of videos of some of the attendees that help explain the need for dental care around the world. So here's the first one.
In many parts of the country, there are people who use bicycle spokes to remove teeth. They use nails to remove teeth. People endure extractions without anesthesia. And so I'm grateful to Dr. Bill Griffin and the team that have come down to Uganda so that we're able to give these people adequate skills of hygiene, adequate skills of being able to safely remove teeth without pain, painless extractions. And I've been able to learn a lot from him and the desire to be able to share the love of Jesus to our patients.
This is Dr. Brian Rashaju. He is in Uganda, but he has come for both of our Great Commission Dental Conference events last year and this year. I've worked with him two or three different times. He's an amazing guy, not just a wonderful dentist, but he really has a heart to reach the lost. And so when I go there, we'll set up in a village and we'll see all of the patients that we possibly can. And then he'll do some open air preaching as to why we're there and how Christ can change their life even more than we dentists can. And he just really recognizes the power of healthcare to reach hearts. A wonderful guy to work with. Okay, one more video.
One of the ways that you could tell when you went into villages whether or not people had toothache is that they were always grinding their teeth and you could hear them quite a ways away. But one of the things that they would do in order to alleviate the pain that they were going through was to figure out some way to get their tooth out themselves. And they would take literally carved wedges and wedge them between the teeth and the gum. And progressively doing that with larger and larger wedges until it actually had self-extracted the tooth. And that was a little bit horrifying to me and a little bit barbaric sounding, but that's the way it was, and that's the way it is in so many countries. They have what we would consider barbaric ways of dealing with tooth pain. So anyway, that's why we need more dentists to be going out and helping people in all the different areas that CMDA covers, and so hopefully we'll see you there.
This is Dr. David Hayward. He's a CMDA member. He lives in Georgia. He's done a number of GHO trips, especially to the DR. And I had not met him until the conference, but it was great to get to know him. So here is our purpose statement. The Great Commission Dental Conference exists to unite Christian dental professionals for a time of spiritual renewal, professional collaboration, and mission-focused inspiration. There was plenty of that. Through fellowship, worship, and shared expertise, we aim to equip and encourage dental professionals to integrate faith and practice, advancing the love of Christ through compassionate dental care, both locally and globally. Katie Musser is the author of that, but it was illustrated strongly throughout the conference. So here's one more video that includes some testimonies of the conference, and we hope to use this as part of a promotional video for next year's conference.
Well, I love GCDC because this is one of the most unique dental conferences.
GCDC's 2025 has been great. We've got to fellowship and hang out with people that serve all over the world.
I've traveled over 8,000 miles to come to this GCDC conference.
We're new here at GCDC for the Conference on the Great Commission.
We came to GCDC because we wanted more connections.
I've been involved with CMDA since I was in dental school, but I wish that we'd had a conference like this when I was in school back in the 70s.
I love coming to the Great Commission Dental Conference because there's nowhere else I know of where you can meet so many people of faith, dentists, who are busy doing the Lord's work, and it's so inspiring and encouraging to see what God is doing all around the world and using dentists to do it.
I am always encouraged to meet people who are out on a mission, just like I'm doing back in Uganda, reaching out to populations that cannot access dental care, serving them with the love of Jesus and using my skill.
Yeah, we've been doing missions for like 40 years now with dentistry, and a lot of it's been trial and error and a lot of mistakes made, but and then quite honestly, we've felt really alone for a long time because There just wasn't an organization like this to really support us. And that's, I think, the big thing that we take away from this conference is that you're getting around really like-minded people that have the focus on sharing the gospel with your dentistry around the world, which we've been doing, but we want to do it better.
To learn skills in the classes here, to be able to take that back to what I'm doing and just further my work and my faith while I'm here.
I'm not alone in this. There are many other people who are focused on using their skills to serve the Lord. And we learn from each other. I go when I'm energized, when I'm better, when I'm focused on knowing that this is all about giving God the glory.
It's not just a great fellowship, but it's also a great time of kind of rekindling your purpose on why you do what you do and how dentistry is such a gift as a profession to not only be able to share the gospel and to love your patients, but the people that you work with, students, and all the people that look up to the profession. You get just the immediate access to their lives.
We were able to meet not only a lot of faculty and dentists and people in other healthcare, but we were also able to meet a lot of different students that came here from different schools like around the world and around the country. And that has probably been the most invaluable part to me, was that now I have all these people's connections that I could go on mission trips with, or in the future if I ever needed anything I could reach out to them. And I think that dentistry can be a difficult profession, and it's, you can't do it by yourself.
Being a dentist is such a gift, because the moment that a patient sits down in front of you, they automatically trust you. They give you personal information. They tell you what's going on in their life. They asking for help. They're concerned and in need, and you have this opportunity to help them, and they immediately trust you.
So quickly, there was a big giant group me made for all of the students that are here. And so creating, like she said, those connections, also new friendships, and also just like finding people to do fellowship with here and hearing stories and testimonies and worlds and how schools work that I would have never met. And being able to take that back to our own chapters of CMDA and back to our own practices, and like even small picture, like my dental chair with my patient.
Learn from each other, and some of my great heroes in the faith I see here this weekend, and learn and know that the journey's not over. It's every single year there's more opportunities, more things to do, more places to go, and also more ways that I would even grow personally. So hope to see you next year right back here in Dallas.
As we're watching that video, I wish you could get to know the people involved in the wide variety of scenarios and settings in which they share the gospel. Dr. Van Haywood, who's a member of our board, he lectures around the world. He's lectured in 35 different countries and most of the states in the U.S., and so he shares the gospel through the lectures that he provides. Dr. Jeff Lusiter, who's an endodontist in the Annapolis, Maryland area, he shares the gospel through root canals. Yes, that's possible. And Dr. Greg Griffin, who is he works with the students at the Dental College of Georgia, he is integrating the gospel into his care for students, and as well as mission trips. So each of them has a different place in God's kingdom, but each of them is working to build that kingdom. So this is a slide of, it was an attempted slide at the entire group, and some of them are behind others, so you don't quite get the full picture, but it does show our effort to illustrate the people that attended. And then the next picture, well, let me back up. So the total here, we had approximately 80 dentists, 55 students, 9 hygienists, 7 full-time missionaries. And then this is a picture of the students. As I mentioned, we had about 55 students there. And this year, as we did last year, we took up a love offering, a collection, and the funds that were collected will be available to the students for a mission trip in the upcoming year. And for the first year, 2024, the amount that was given enabled us to offer $500 reimbursements to students that went on mission trips. And we're not quite sure what the total will be this year, but it's a wonderful thing for a student to attend because it doesn't cost much to be there. They get reimbursement for housing and for travel, and also reimbursement towards a mission trip. So we're doing all we can between the lectures that are given, the interaction that occurs, and these this funding to get students on the mission field at a young age. This is what we call the GCDC Leadership Committee, and you probably recognize most of these people. Dr. John Spinn on the left, he is our missions mobilizer. And then Emily, who works, she's becoming the primary administrator for this conference. And we didn't give you long to get that down, Emily, just a couple of months, but you'll feel better about it next year, I think. And then Dr. Jennifer Wade, she's in Fort Worth, Texas, and she is our director of communications. And then Dr. Katie Musser, who you've seen here before, she is now our dental director, as well as our connection for the Dental Residency Plus program that we promote. And Katie served as the MC for the conference as well. And then Julie Erbiger, who would be here, but she is off this week. She took care of an awful lot of behind the scenes things that have to be done in terms of registration and badges and things like that. And then the next person, some of you may not know, his name is Bob Meyer, Dr. Bob Meyer. He is the executive director of the Christian Dental Society, a long-term dental missionary, a good friend, and he contributed heavily to the courses that were given. So at this point, let me ask first Levi, and then Emily. Levi, tell us a little bit about what you experienced. Levi spent a lot of time working the desk representing global health outreach to all these dental missionaries.
Sure. So this was my second time going to the conference. I went last year for the first time. And one of the things that really stood out to me was how amazing the worship and the teaching time was. So basically before any plenary session, there was worship, and then there was a Bible, you know, lesson, and then the plenary. And then another amazing thing was hearing in the plenary sessions, whether it be from someone, from a dentist who's just been on a lot of mission trips, been a full-time missionary, or just in their practice of how they use, you know, dentistry to honor the Lord day in and day out. I would say probably for me, one of my favorite things about going to GCDC or any conference like it is getting to work with other CMDA employees that's not here at headquarters. Like Dr. Jonathan Spinn is my prayer partner. So I always love getting to hang out with him and Dr. Wade, Katie Musser. It was just a great conference and getting to talk to some of our members. And it really inspires me when I come back here, you know, seeing what they're doing and, you know, the work we have day in and day out to work with them. So I was blessed to get to go, and it was an amazing conference.
Great. And I have to believe that because of Levi, the GHO dental numbers are likely to head upward in the years to come. Emily.
I'm going to come up here so you guys don't have to all crank your necks the other way and so I can see your faces. When I first interviewed with Griff, they mentioned GCDC, and at first it was just a hard acronym that I was trying to keep straight, but I didn't really understand what it was going to involve. And so over the last few months, I came on in June and the conference was in September, it was a lot of learning what that looked like. Katie is amazing and took so much time to just be patient and explain things to me. And Julie is amazing, too. She's done so much work to make this happen, so I just want to give credit to them because they're amazing. And so a lot of it was coming to, like, just put this thing together, like getting things in IMIS and getting badges printed, and it was a lot of admin work. But what was so cool is once we got there, I got to be a part of registration, and it was so sweet to just see the faces to the names I had been praying over and getting badges ready and get to meet these people and hear their stories and what they were doing. And it kind of, just being present in this conference, as you all know, if you've been on the admin side and then gotten to attend, it's so sweet when it goes from just a spreadsheet to people's lives. And you're hearing testimonies of how they've been impacted or how they've been really burnt out, but this weekend they felt the Lord move and they made a connection and they have a fresh fire to go out. And so that was such a special time. I got to take a lot of photos and videos at the event, and I'm so grateful for that because that afforded me to be in almost every room and every part of it to see the full conference and just to see that 2 years ago this didn't exist. And Griff brought this dream to life, and now it's so successful in changing lives was so cool. I also want to give a shout out to Levi. He was really humble, but Levi did a ton of work this weekend. We couldn't have done it without it. He helped carry in all the heavy boxes of instruments and things and set up the banner and things like that. And he did a really great job to share about GHO. And so I'm hopeful we'll have a lot more people going out on mission. But GCDC was such an incredible weekend. I think a lot of lives were touched. And we're hopeful next year to make it even bigger.
Thank you both. So this next picture shows tables that are covered with dental instruments. And Bob Meyer had an idea last year, which we repeated again this year, and that is anyone who had instruments that they weren't using for whatever the reason, they would transport those instruments to the conference, and anybody who could use these instruments for the sake of the gospel was welcome to take them. And I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars worth of instruments there were, but an awful lot of instruments were put back into use. I actually got a phone call from someone whose father was a dentist and had passed away, and he wanted to donate those instruments, and he just happened to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we were able to get those instruments as a part of what was available to people who were proclaiming the gospel through dentistry. So nice reutilization of resources there. Okay. If this picture was bigger, many of you would recognize this guy. His name is Stan Key. Sound familiar? He's the guy that led our Bible sessions at the National Convention. And we were so impressed that we asked him to speak at the Great Commission Dental Conference, and he did that. And he actually delivered three of the same messages that he delivered at National Convention, but it was still just tremendous. He changed some things here and there, but he really set the tone for each plenary session with the Bible lessons that he gave. And then, as Levi mentioned, worship was a central part of this conference as well. Each plenary session included worship. And let's see, the leader of worship was Hannah. I don't remember Hannah's last name. What was it? Thompson, thank you. Hannah Thompson. And John Spinn learned about Hannah Thompson because Hannah led the worship at the CMDE International Conference for Missionary Families. And so we were able to, she was willing to come and join us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to lead worship for us. Okay, and this is Dr. Warren Rich. He gave one of our plenary sessions, the opening plenary. He was introduced by his daughter, Elise Shockley, who's also a dentist. She's a graduate of the CMDA Residency Plus program, and she was the head of the faculty in Memphis for that program for several years. And he didn't know his daughter was going to introduce him, so he took a minute or so to get over the emotion of having that happen. And then later on in the conference, Elise was giving a breakout session with Jennifer Wade, and Elise's dad, Dr. Rich, sat like right in front of the podium where Elise was. I mean, they were just so, I think, proud of each other. It was a nice relationship. And then this is Gail Anita Cheatwood. Gail is an amazing dentist who has done an awful lot of trips with the Christian Dental Society. Each year, CDS gives what's called the Ron Lam Award. Ron Lam is a wonderful dentist who's helped a lot of people on trips in various ways. Anyway, Gail and Nita were the winners of the Ron Lam Award. Some of y'all have done trips. Have you ever used those blue cardboard chairs? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, some of you do. We have some of them downstairs. Gail Cheatwood invented those blue cardboard chairs. You put these slats of cardboard together, and they form a very sturdy chair that a 300-pound patient could lay down in and be treated in. It's an amazing engineering feat. And he doesn't make any money for those. Any profit goes to CDS, but those have been used around the world. Okay, and then we did have a student testimony from Christina Spencer from Iowa, who's been heavily involved in their student group. And this is Katie. As I mentioned, Katie Musser was the MC, the best MC we've ever had, by the way. And then the last plenary was a panel plenary that included four people with, as I've mentioned, diverse backgrounds. The first is Ken Chapman. Ken Chapman has been a missionary in Uganda for over four decades, a wonderful man that has had a huge impact on the quality of dentistry in Uganda. And then next is Linda Huang. Linda Huang is a physician and a dentist in Flushing, New York. She had a role to play in the Faith Prescription series, a very inspirational woman of faith. And then the third person there is Joshua DuBose. Joshua works at the Dental College of Georgia with Dr. Greg Griffin. Actually, Joshua has done long-term trips. He works with students. He was long-term over a decade in South America as a missionary. He does short-term trips, and he also runs a clinic. So he could have been a one-man panel, actually. And then the fourth person is Avery Mays. She's a hygienist who spoke about her involvement in mission trips. Avery, just to give you an idea, she works on a temporary basis in various offices between mission trips. So it's like she'll work for a while. When she's made enough money, she'll go on a trip, and then she'll come back and work for a while. And her work schedule is built around her mission trips. And she's young at it, but she's very committed. And then this is 14 students of the Dental College of Georgia. John Spen started a tradition which I think will continue. He purchased a trophy which will go to the school that sends the most students to the Great Commission Dental Conference. And the winner this year was the Dental College of Georgia with 14 students. But there are other schools that will be gunning for them next year, I'm sure. Oh, we're getting close to the end here, but we had two breakout sessions that I think were particularly powerful. John Spen led the first one, and several dentists led the second one. The first was a lecture on how to remove teeth, the various teeth of the mouth and how your approach should change based on the shape of that tooth, what instrument you should use. And that was theory, that was lecture. But then we went into a hands-on period, not real patients, but we had models of teeth, and they had different stations based on different teeth and different aspects of extractions, and that allowed the attendees, primarily students, to learn more about how to remove teeth. So that was a first-time thing that happened this year that I think will likely be continued also. And so here are some pictures of people at that hands-on course where they're looking at models of teeth and how they would best go about removing those teeth. This is a lecture given by Dr. Andre Mickle, who is also a member of our board, and I went to this lecture. It was tremendous. It was on how we go about reaching Muslims at locations around the U.S. We have so many people from other countries that are coming into our country that you don't have to go on the mission field to meet people from other cultures. And it was based on a research paper that he did with the cooperation of CMDA, and it just really came through that he not only works hard to communicate the gospel to those he teaches at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, but he also wanted to equip us to do a good job as well. A very inspirational speaker. And I think a future guest on Faith and Healthcare, right? Yeah, Faith and Medicine, yeah. Okay. And then I gave a breakout session on saline process, which was timely because we have a saline process full course scheduled for Dallas, November 14th and 15th. So I'm hoping that some of the attendees at this short summary might want to attend the entire event. This is the last slide here. So the person speaking in this slide, his name is Dr. Randy Sanders. He is in the Denver area. I've known him for a long time. He takes care of CDS, the Christian Dental Society's instrument packs. If somebody needs to rent instruments, he keeps those assembled and reassembles them after every trip and all. He does that all as a volunteer. But the reason I mention him is because he spoke with one of the two dentists who bought his practice, whose name is TJ Swanson. TJ is heavily involved with the student group in Colorado. And them speaking together just showed the transition that we wanted to see happen throughout the conference, which is experienced dentists passing on their know-how and younger dentists or dental students grabbing that and running with it. And that's represents the transition that we want to all see, that whatever we're doing, we want our successors to do it even better than we did for the glory of God. So we are working to plan GCDC. In fact, our first meeting for 2026 is this afternoon online. And so we're working for the next conference and looking forward to see how God might grow this group and, more importantly, grow the faithfulness of his people in the dental profession to enlarge his kingdom. Let's pray. Father, how I thank you that your ways are not our ways and that your plans are better than ours. And we recognize your sovereign hand in the creation of the Great Commission Dental Conference and also in leading all of those who spoke and giving them experiences they could share. And also, Lord, all of those that attended who aren't quite sure what that gospel focus might be in dentistry, but they know there has to be one. And so I just pray, Father, that as the attendees seek to set Christ apart as Lord in their hearts, that you would give them many opportunities to give a reason for the hope that is in them, Lord, and that they would do so with gentleness and reverence. And Father, that you would be pleased to utilize the dental skills of your people to grow your kingdom. So thank you, Father, for your kindness in this conference, and we look for your blessing in the years to come. And also, I thank you for each person in this room that in various ways contributed to this conference happening and to so much more ministry that CMDA is able to be involved in. So thank you, Father, for the love you show us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.